It's Tuesday, February 27th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Worldview has received word from missionary sources that the city of Dubai is clamping down on Christian churches in that country. The Dubai government is only allowing Christian services in one building on Sundays, resulting in the closure of all the others. Missionaries reporting on the conditions wrote that, quote, God is sovereign even in this, and we trust that his plan is good, end quote. Between 2005 and 2017, the number of churches in the United Arab Emirates has increased from 25 to 40, reports stepfeed.com. In the wake of the Parkland, Florida school shooting, which claimed the lives of 14 students and 3 teachers, The Worldview spoke with Eric Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, about the best way to protect students.
We should definitely not be passing more gun control. Gun control has failed. Criminals don't obey gun laws. We protect our president with guns, our Congress with guns, our banks with guns, but we protect our schools with a sign that says no guns allowed. It's not working. What we need to do is end the gun-free zones. 98% of the public mass shootings that occur in this country occur in places where law-abiding people are not allowed to carry guns. Killers are targeting these areas. 81% of our police officers say that we need to start arming the teachers and the principals who want to be armed. Gun Owners of America agrees with that, and if we were to do that, we would end mass shootings overnight.
Pro-lifers David and Jason Benham have revealed that their father, Flip Benham, was arrested in Charlotte, North Carolina on Saturday as he preached the gospel at an abortion clinic. He reportedly told a clinic worker that she was, quote, dead in her trespasses and sins, end quote. In a letter to his sons, Benham noted that persecution in America is coming against Christians by, quote, seemingly small nuances, changes and alterations of the ordinances and laws in our cities, townships, counties, and states, end quote. 1 Peter 3:14 says, but even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed, and do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. Harvard University's Christian group Faith and Action was put on administrative probation, as reported in the Boston Globe. This came directly after the club asked a female member to resign from her position because she was found to have been involved in unnatural relations with another woman. Along that same line, the Southern Baptist Convention has given the Washington, D.C. Baptist Convention 90 days to sever ties with the Baptist church in the city, led by 2 lesbians. The Baptist Press reports that the Southern Baptists are threatening to withdraw funding from the D.C. Convention if they do not remove, quote, any churches from its fellowship that have demonstrated a faith or practice affirming, approving, or endorsing homosexual behavior, end quote. Yesterday, the Supreme Court announced that it would not take up an appeal on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, effectively continuing former President Obama's amnesty plan for young children who arrived in America illegally. The Trump administration said it was disappointed with the ruling, calling the DACA program, quote, clearly illegal, end quote. The Pentagon has confirmed that the first transgender recruit has been received into the military as of last Friday. This comes after a federal judge opposed the President of the United States in a ruling which insisted on allowing for this violation of God's law. Planned Parenthood is opening abortion mills in states that will fund abortion. The abortion provider has just opened a 10,000-square-foot facility in Flossmoor, Illinois, and is planning 4 more across the state. Isaiah 53:7-8 says, their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, February 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.